Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily and every day. Welcome also to Sunday, the 19th day in January 2025. Please, open your hand for today's prayer. Raise up your 2025 expectation list as I pray. May the good hand of the Lord be on you today. If you have lost your joy and your happiness, God is returning true joy and happiness over your life. God will make you truly happy. Psalm 35 verse 9 says, "My soul shall be joyful in the Lord. He shall rejoice in his salvation." This year and henceforth, TPGF members, you shall be truly happy and joyful. Who is this person? Let me pray for you. I feel God is asking me to pray for you. You help and assist others. But the opposite is true in your case. Nobody seems to care. No one seems to know what you are passing through. Sometimes you feel pain. You feel like crying. I don't know whose case I'm highlighting today. You are broken. Yes, broken. You are not happy. Such person that I'm describing, lay your right hand on your chest. Receive God's divine intervention. God will mend your broken heart. You have helped so many people. Your helpers will rise up now. Who is this? This is your favor season. TPGF members from all over the world, I prophesy, things will be positively different for you this year. Your 2025 miracles and turnaround shall start arriving early. This year, TPGF members, take bold steps towards your vision and passion. God will back you up. I say God will back you up. As you move forward, your Red Sea will move backward. Your walls of Jericho will collapse. Your River Jordan will dry up. Say, "I receive it." It will happen. Give us your testimonies when things begin to happen. January 19th, celebrant your birthday prayers. May the Lord bless your new age and bless your bad days and raise good people that will sow precious gifts and even money and great wishes to your life in Jesus' name. Listeners, I look at the huge pileup of questions and situations still before me here, every one of them very urgent and touching. I have decided that we'll still continue with these questions and answers for the next 2 weeks. We will take our testimonies later. So send your question, send your situations, and all the responses you want to send, please do so. Let's do the first one today. Good evening, Daddy. I have a 15-year-old son. He's in GSS 2. He steals items from his schoolmate, such as calculator, 4 of them, wallet, 3, pan, 15. He steals anointing oil in the church and money from the house and so many other things. Can I let the school know, or you should just go and drop them? I need your help. Thank you, Daddy. Wow. This matter is more than just going to drop the stolen item back in school. A 15-year-old boy in GSS 2. No. Where were you when he developed into this? He must have started doing this by stealing meat in mommy's pot, drinking the leftover meat in the refrigerator, and so on. You need serious spiritual warfare over this boy. Where is his daddy or his father? He needs deliverance and spiritual rehabilitation. He needs scolding, all right, but you will need somebody to sit and teach him the word of God. And then you need to disconnect him from all the evil friends influencing him. If possible, change his school. Yes, he should go and drop them, but his heart needs to be touched. 15-year-old boy can be born again. So let salvation be ministered to him. And then, man's spiritual warfare, as I've said, over him. He must not grow up like this. Keep a watchful eye on him and tell the teachers to also do. By God's grace, he will change. Listeners with similar experience and children counselors and therapists, please let's have your opinion on this matter. Counsel this mother. Please help. This is a lesson for all parents. Catch them young. Use Proverbs 22 verse 6 to raise up your children. Next, so many TPGF members and listeners have responded to yesterday's message of someone or some people saying, I am soliciting and cajoling people for tithe and seed sowing on this platform. So many people are overwhelmed. Maybe I should read some of them out today. I'm so encouraged, and I know it will encourage many of us too. Not just encouragement, but these messages are lessons and teachings to many of us. Let's listen. Good morning, sir. Please do not mind the complaints. Continue teaching the truth about seed sowing. Those that complain to me, I stop forwarding Turning Point to them on this platform. Thank you, sir, for your godly way you teach people's issues and without bias. More anointing, sir. Another person. Good morning, Pastor. I just want to encourage Daddy on his feelings concerning those who say he is cajoling or manipulating people on payment of tithe and seed sowing. Daddy should not feel bad about such comment. Daddy, you are carrying out a divine mandate. I am greatly blessed and inspired by your daily reminders. Thank you, Daddy. Another response. I just finished listening to this morning's devotion of Turning Point. It is great. Please, sir, do not answer the person that scolded you on the issue of tithing and sowing seed. You have told us what the Bible says on this subject. I personally enjoyed it because you said the truth. Daddy, by all standard, you are a great leader. Please, Daddy, do not answer. Don't let such comments demoralize you, sir. Continue to tell the truth. Thank you, sir, for educating us. Next, good morning, sir. Kindly send this to our beloved Daddy Femi Emmanuel. Please don't mind anyone telling you to stop telling us, your faithful children, about paying tithe and sowing seed. They want to deliberately keep the members impoverished and disoriented. It will not work. The blessings and the protection Jehovah God releases on us, his children, cannot be paid for, no matter what tithe and offering we sow. Please, sir, remember Jesus' critic said, he cast out demons with the power of Beelzebub. Before I joined TPGF family, I was a Christian that attended church where such teachings were not taught. I struggled financially and in many other ways for 22 years until last year that I joined TPGF and I keyed into tithe and offering. Just last year, things miraculously turned around for me, sir. Please keep doing what you are doing. Don't stop teaching and reminding us daily. If you don't, I will send email every day as a reminder. The devil has failed on this particular tactics and will continue to fail. Amen. Yet another person. Dear Daddy, my wife and I felt so sad this morning when we heard that some people made nasty comments against your daily reminding us of tithe and seed sowing, something that is clearly taught in the Bible. I almost cried. Please, sir, do not let such comment or any other in future discourage you. Keep doing what you are doing. I like how you stress on tithing and the question and answer sessions, and also your down-to-earth counseling on so many issues. I have gained so much and enjoyed every bit of your teachings since I joined TPGF. May God give you more anointing, sir. Next, Daddy, I feel pained regarding someone giving wrong interpretation concerning your teaching on tithe and offering seed sowing. Daddy, don't be discouraged, sir. It is one of those things that true leaders are facing. The Lord is your strength. We love you, sir. Let's take one more. There are so many. Some people use so strong language that I cannot share here. Good morning, Daddy. In reaction to the tithe issue you read this morning, I felt your pains through your voice. But, sir, don't feel bad. Whenever you are teaching on tithe, is the right thing you are addressing. We, your children, you are addressing. We are learning and applying your teachings, and it's working for us. I remembered when they went on social media attacking Daddy Gio, Daddy Gio's message on tithing and marriage, he responded by saying, "I am speaking to my children. Sir, understand that not everybody on this platform is genuinely part of the family. Don't feel bad, Daddy. Keep up the good work. God bless you richly, sir." Wow. Let me stop here. Again, tears are welling up my eyes for your outpouring love, care, and concern. My God shall bless you all. You will not lack support and care. Thanking you all, you have spoken the mind of thousands of TPGF members across the world. Our TPGF family will grow stronger and stronger. May those, many of those who may not understand or may not believe in it now, we understand and believe later, because truth is truth. I teach the truth, I lie not. My God shall continue to bless you. My prayer is that you will see the reward of your tithing and your seed sowing, your rebroadcasting, and applying all the truth we daily share here. Our TPGF shall grow across the world. This work shall keep growing, even after my own work on earth is done at 120 and I am called home. TPGF shall continue to grow from generation to generation. Remember what I said? We'll continue with the teachings for the next 2 weeks. So send in your issues and your responses to +234 809 789 4000. If you mistakenly send seed or you are double debited in your bank, send the information with evidence to that same number, +234 809 789 4000. There shall be prompt refund. Join us online in our Sunday service today, wherever you are. Please, Sunday is a good day to remit your tithe, sow your seed, and then do your sacrificial giving. The Lord that is blessing others will bless you. The power of God shall back you up. You will not faint or come down. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a good day. Have a blessed Sunday. Bye.